Aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In Florida and South Carolina, recovery efforts continue following Hurricane Ian's devastation. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell discusses the response so far in Florida on Fox News Sunday.
All disasters, they start and end at the local level. And so for me to be able to make sure we're providing the assistance they need, I need to hear from them and see for myself. And I was able to do that over the last 2 days, working with the governor, traveling with the governor to assess the impacts and hear from people that really are going to have a long road to recovery.
President Biden is scheduled to visit Hurricane Fiona-stricken Puerto Rico on Monday before traveling to Florida on Wednesday. Ukraine recapturing the eastern city of Lyman following Russia's illegal annexation. Russian attacks on Ukrainian civilians continue, however. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Civilians in eastern Ukraine are paying the highest price amid the conflict. This weekend, another humanitarian convoy was hit by Russian fire, killing at least 24 people, including 13 children.
The Supreme Court beginning its new term Monday with new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
When the nine justices hear arguments to start the new term, there will be seating available for the public, attorneys, and the press for the first time since the onset of the pandemic. The court says courtroom bar admissions will also resume. Masking will be optional. The court will also continue to provide a link to the live audio feed during oral arguments. Justices had heard arguments by video conference, and in-person sessions were limited to a small group of court personnel and credentialed journalists.
Brazil's presidential election headed to an October 30th runoff between far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro and leftist former president Lula da Silva. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The number of migrants sneaking across the border has increased dramatically. Fox's Matt Finn has the details from Eagle Pass, Texas.
It was a busy week here at the border. Just about every single day, we saw large groups of migrants crossing into the United States. And most of the groups are men, women, and oftentimes we see very young children. Fox News has also confirmed with U.S. Customs and Border Protection that there were 600,000 gotaways in the fiscal year that just ended in 2022. Gotaways are illegal migrants that are considered a concern because they do not surrender. They do not want to be seen. They intentionally evade law enforcement. Now, for comparison, former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott tells our Bill Malusian that in 2020, that fiscal year, there was only 70,000 gotaways.
FDNY Local 3621 President Vincent Varial honoring the life of FDNY EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling on Fox and Friends.
She was a wonderful person, loved her family, loved the members she worked with at her station. She was considered the mother of that station, always serving the public, saving lives right to the last moment of her life. That's exactly what she was doing. She's a 24-year veteran, received numerous commendations. She responded to the World Trade Center on 9/11.
Russo Elling was stabbed multiple times in an unprovoked attack in Queens on September 29th. Researchers making a unique discovery below a Minnesota suburb, an ancient crater.
A team from the University of Minnesota and the state's Geological Survey discovering the crater while updating a geologic map of Dakota County. The Minnesota crater lies below Inver Grove Heights. It's about 2.5 miles in diameter and is presumed to have been caused by a meteor strike 490 million years ago. Researchers are hoping to add this newly discovered crater to the official Earth Impact Database, which includes nearly 200 confirmed meteor impact sites worldwide.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.